Omar's our big injury. Other than that, nothing. So have to wait and see. We'll take a look at that and see how he's doing.
Yeah,
go
Gary.
Ahead, guys. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, that wasn't easy. You told us all week you didn't think it would be, but you talk about the turning point from the first half where you had, seemed like a lot of drops.
Yeah.
Second half, that turned it around for you.
Well, I think the wind was a big factor in the football game. You know, it really was. The ball was moving. We had, four or five drops in the first half that could have been big plays. But it made a difference. But, you know, Mike, we just kept our poise. We kept grinding. That's what our team's been about all year. We're in a, you know, close ball game. Then we make a big play. DeMarcus makes a big play. Benny makes a big play. And then we finally lined up and run the ball the way we're capable of running it, you know. And so just proud of our team. Found a way to win. They're a great football team, great organization. And they played really well today. And just glad we hung in there and got it done.
Gary, in that last drive, that third and 12 to Fowler, I mean, that might have been his best pass. Was that an issue of finally, like, somebody needs to make a play? You talk about all the time, you got to win a one-on-one matchup.
Yeah, you know, really, they went to two deep. What they did, they cut the cover two. Peyton read the cover as well. Benny bent to the post, and he made a great throw. So Benny's made some big plays for us this year, you know, as a player, and that's kind of what our team's been about all year long. So, you know, you got to give the Steelers a lot of credit, you know, on both sides of the ball. They made big plays offensively. Defensively, they gave us, you know, they gave us a hard time with some things that we had to adjust to and had to waste some time out. So, like I said, but we hung in there until we made that play. And then, you know, Mac's field goal at the end of the game obviously is big, too.
Gary, could you take us through the balance of trying to go behind, you know, taking snaps from Peyton at center and also a shotgun? And I know it's in the last in the touchdown drive, most of the snaps were right at
center. Yeah, we're gonna do both, John. I mean, he's fine. And I've been asked, you know, are there any limits on what's, you know, he's fine. He can play under. He can play in the gun. We would like to do both. It depends what we're getting a lot of times, you know, those type of things. But tried to do a little bit of both today. We had some struggles with some of their pressures and those type of things, but we just kind of kept our poise and kept playing.
What'd you think on the first play of the game when Big Ben went deep?
You know what? We kind of talked about it, you know, probably said, hey, you know what? Knowing Ben, I mean, the great player and competitor he is, you knew he'd be ready to go. And when we saw him line up in a certain formation on the headsets, it was mentioned, be careful here. So definitely let us know right there he's going to be able to throw it all day long. But he's a great football player. Got a lot of respect for him.
I wonder if you would expand on Peyton and how he played today and whether there was a frustration level.
You know, Woody, I thought he was playing really good. You know, we there were some plays we didn't make for him. You know, I'm thinking of a big play to Benny we didn't make. I'm thinking of the fourth down we don't make, you know. So, but he kept his poise, you know. He did a great job, too. It's, you know, it's interesting, this league. First time we play these guys, a high-scoring football game. Today it's a field goal football game, you know. So you got to be able to adjust. You got to stay in the moment. We said winning the turnover battle may be the difference in the game, and it was at the end of the day.
They had an odd stat line where basically nine of their plays were like 230 yards.
Yeah, we knew that, you know, just so many big plays. But you know what? We left some coverage today. We're in coverage doing our job. Ben holds the ball. He moves a little bit. We left our coverage. We got to stay disciplined, stay in our coverage. So we got burnt on some of those things. We missed some tackles I can think of out there. But, no, you're right, they're a big play football team. But the good news is we settled down defensively and found a way to, you know, to sit there and hold them to – whatever, 16 points. So,
yeah, that one turn.
You mentioned your important Wade.
I mentioned who?
You did not mention Wade Phillips.
Did he get hurt?
He got plowed by Brian.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, I can assure you he's fine. He's in there hollering. I just left him, so he's all right.
The one turnover, Roby, maybe the play of the game, they're going in.
Yeah.
Ed, looks like they're
– one of DeMarcus gets.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a field position battle in the second half. You know, we pinned them a couple of times, had them in good shape. They got out. You know, I think they're around the 45-yard line right there, so it looks pretty good for them. So that was a big, big play. You know, we had a couple of big plays and couldn't capitalize on it and had to punt them down there. And I can think of the one punt that made its way to the end zone barely, you know. So, no, that flipped the field, Mike. And then that was the series that we made the big third down on, too.
Gary, you mentioned keep grinding through this game, but it seems like that's been the message through the whole season.
It has been.
Your thoughts on just getting to the AFC Championship game with your first year with this unit?
Well, you know, very proud of our organization and our team, Sal, but what you just said is that's exactly what we've been about all year. You know, there hasn't been one way that we've won. You know, we've kind of won all kind of different ways. We've had a lot of different players contribute to our success. When we've been successful, we've been through a quarterback's, you know, ordeal with two guys playing. But, you know, here we are. So, you know, that's what team's all about, and that's what I preached to them. I told them to take them all today, and it sure did. And it'll continue to take all of us as we move forward.